You're listening to my worship song of the week, aka WSW, coming to you every Sunday, 7 a.m. West African time. WSW, worship song of the week. Hello, 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 everybody. It's a Sunday and it's WSW. Woo, woo. Okay, so guys, guess what? I'm sure you'll be like, why is she sounding like that? Yes, I'm sounding like that because I am in a car. So we are on a move. So we had some series of, I don't even know what to call it now. And we couldn't record, you know, in a quiet, we couldn't get a quiet place to record. So we are recording on the go. I have to be somewhere and, you know, my sister also has to be somewhere. So we are recording on the go. So today with me on the show, I have this person I call my angel. By the way, how are you doing? I'm so sorry. I'm so excited that I didn't even check up on you. How are you doing? I hope you're doing great. Okay, so I'm here with my sister that I call an angel. Why? Because for every episode from the word go on WSW, she has never missed one. And every time she listens, she gives me feedback, and then, you know, she always comes back with her testimony like, oh, this episode was so great, it blessed me, and that has just kept me going. So she inspires me a lot, and I'm so grateful to God for blessing me with such an amazing sister, friend, you know. And today that she's on the show, we are going on an adventure.
On the move,
we are going forward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So she's driving and I'm on the passenger seat, so don't worry. She's just gonna share her worship song of the week. So how are you, Linda Rose?
Hey, Ajero, how are you? And hello, everybody. Thank you for having me on your podcast. God bless you for launching this worship song of the week. It has been an inspiration. And I am thankful to God that I am contributing positively to this project by way of feedback, which I believe that feedback is a gift. If you find somebody who gives you feedback, you gotta thank God for it, because feedback is how we grow. That's how we make a difference in our lives.
Indeed. Thank you so much. Thank you. Like, I'm so blessed. And right now I feel like I'm blushing, even though you can't see my face. I'm blushing because it feels like when you're in front of your secret admirer, you know.
That's what it is.
So sis, tell me, what is your worship song of this week?
My worship song of the week is Goodness of God by Bethel. The song resonates with the story of my life at so many levels. I have seen the goodness of God, and I am remembered of the children of Israel when they had crossed the Jordan to the promised land. God gave Joshua an instruction to say, tell all the 12 tribes of Israel to take a stone each that would be a stone of remembrance of what God has done, what great war God has had fought on their behalf by causing them to walk on dry ground, and the enemy was destroyed following right behind them. So as a child of God, walking in the Lord, you ought to have stones of remembrance, things that remind you of where God has taken you from. That will always catapult you forward, even when you are going down the valley. And so the goodness of God, this song serves to me as a stone of remembrance, because it takes me back to where I thought, how am I going to make it through the day? But God showed up, and He was a father and a friend. Each time I listen to it, it takes me back to a time of remembrance.
Like a memorial.
It's a memorial, like what God has done in my life. So that regardless of what I'm going through, whenever it is, I know that God will come through, because He always has in the past. And the word says that He's a God who doesn't change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a friend who sticks closer than your brother. So even in the darkest night, as the song says, in darkest nights, He is close like no other. That's when friends walk away, when friends are few, but He doesn't walk away. He is the constant that never goes away.
I mean, the first time I heard that song, or, you know, when I started learning that song, it just before I chose that song, it was on replay for so long. It was like, and it just, like you said, it really serves as a memorial, as a stone. Because if you really think about it, God has been good. Like, God is good. And you can't really tell it all.
You cannot tell it
all. You can't tell it all.
There is just so much that God has done.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from,
what
level you are at, but this song will touch your life. It will mean something at any given time in life.
Very true. I reckon it's one of those evergreen songs, worship songs. Because, I mean, seriously, all my life, God has been.
He's a faithful God.
Good.
He's faithful when the chips are down. He is faithful when the weather is fair. He's a good God.
Even when the weather is not fair.
Even when it's not fair.
In the darkest night, he's there in the valley, in the shadows. Amen. It's just so good. And, you know, guys, I just want to remind you, because this song is like a memorial, right? It reminds you of the goodness. It brings you to a place of remembering that all your life, God has really been good, if you want to be true to yourself. I know, like, it could feel like you've been going through a lot recently, or you've been there and you came out of it and then you got into another set of, you know, struggles or trials or tribulations or what have you. But then it doesn't change that He is good all the time. So yes, guys, we recorded also an a cappella version of the song, so we're gonna be playing it to you afterwards. Listen and be blessed. But before we go, I want one last word from Linda Rose.
I just want to say, apart from this song just being a song of a stone of remembrance, it should also serve as a reminder when everything is going on well, not to get too comfortable, right? You still need to nurture that relationship with God. Remember where He took you from and where you are. It's the grace of God. It's not our might, it's not our power, but it's the grace and the Spirit of the Lord. God bless you, people.
Thank you so much.
God is faithful.
Thank you so much. I like that last word. Even when things are going well, that is not the time to forget about God's goodness. Amen. Anyways, guys, I hope this experiment is going to come out really good. Because, I mean, this is amazing. I'm excited. And I just want to see how this sounds afterwards, after editing. So I hope you're going to enjoy it. God bless you. Have a great week ahead, and I'll talk to you next week on another episode of WSW. God bless you. Bye-bye.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, and in darkest night, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. sing of the goodness of God.